Penguin Random House Audio presents The Impossible Us by Sarah Lotz. Read for you by Olivia Dowd, Clifford Samuel, and Paul Tyerman.
Part 1. You Got Mail.
From NB26 at zone.com to B1984 at gmail.com. Subject: What the hell is wrong with you? Listen, you tight-fisted, pea-brained, grouse-shooting, tweedy twat. You may own half the fucking countryside, but you don't own me. You think I like hounding you? You think this is fun for me? But if you think I'm just going to lie back and let you screw me over, like you no doubt screw over everyone who comes into your entitled orbit of damp lulling spaniels, vintage Land Rovers and eating-induced PTSD, then you've got another thing coming. Do the right thing for once in your badger-baiting, fox-slaughtering life.
From B, 1984. Hi. You might want to double-check the recipient address. Far as I know, I've never owned a Land Rover and have definitely never been to Eton. Don't have the right equipment. Or is this a fiendishly creative scam and you're using my response to embed malware? If so, you got me. Enjoy.
From NB26. Gold, I'm so bloody sorry. Using a new account and miscopied the address. Angry fingers. Thanks for replying and letting me know. Sorry you had to read that, whoever you are.
From B, 1984. TBH almost didn't reply, but that was some impressive Malcolm Tucker-grade cursing you did there, and I was intrigued. Did the intended recipient kill your cat or something?
From MB26. Worse. Didn't pay me for work owed. That's the toned-down version, believe it or not. Took out all the C-words at the last minute. There were a lot of those.
From B, 1984. What kind of work? You don't have to answer, Ovs. I'm killing time. Don't usually strike up conversations with complete strangers, I swear.
From MB26. You deserve an answer. I did, unintentionally, call you a twat. I'm a freelance editor, and my tweedy arse of a client commissioned me to edit his novel. Ended up rewriting the thing pretty much from scratch. I sent it to him 2 months ago. No feedback. No payment. Nada.
From B, 1984. Very sorry to hear that. What was the novel about? The Girl in the Grouse Shoot?
From MB26. Close. You really want to know?
From B, 1984. Sure. You'll be saving me from the perils of online shopping. I've already bought a duvet cover with David Bowie's face on it that I don't need.
From NB26. You can never have too much Bowie. I'd sleep under him, and I'm as straight as they come. Crime novel. Not a bad plot. The remains of a body are unearthed on a country estate. Turns out to be a violent hunt saboteur who went missing in the 80s. Narrated by a landowner who may or may not have killed him.
From B, 1984. Well, don't keep me in suspense. Did he kill him?
From NB26. Yeah. Accidentally. On purpose. Like you do when you have guns to hand and the underclass try to mess with your blood sports. Supposed to be morally ambiguous, but not sure I pulled that off. Hard to get a reader to root for a main character whose idea of a good time is killing baby animals.
From B, 1984. Is it autobiographical? If so, you might want to tone down that message.
From NB26. Wouldn't put it past him. Nah, that's not fair. Said he didn't do that kind of thing anymore.
From B, 1984. What kind of thing? Hunting or murder?
From NB26. Both, I hope. Thing is, despite the tweedy twatness, I quite liked him when we met. Old bugger. Generous with the booze. Lives in one of those crumbling, stately homes, straight out of a period drama about emotionally stunted aristocrats. Said he wanted to write a novel before he died, but didn't have the time. They always say that. worked my arse off on his manuscript, sent it to him, and apart from a thanks, we'll read ASAP, haven't heard a word. But you don't want to hear all this.
From B, 1984. I share your pain. Non-paying clients from hell are the freelancer's curse.
From NB 26. Spoken like a fellow sufferer. What field are you in?
From B, 1984. If I told you that, I'd have to kill you.
From NB 26. You'd be doing me a favour the way things are going. If you're an assassin, I might commission you. Only, can I pay you in instalments?
From B, 1984. Nothing that exciting. I'm in fashion. Kind of.
From NB 26. Kind of. Tell me more. Just so you know, my idea of fashion is trousers that aren't covered in dog hair.
From B, 1984. I'm more of a glorified seamstress. Have a small business repurposing wedding dresses.
From NB 26. What do you repurpose them into? Shrouds? Doilies? From NB 26. Sorry, that was rude. I'm a dick. It sounds cool and e-friendly.
From B, 1984. Feel free to take the piss. I do it all the time. Shrouds. Hadn't thought of that. Could start a new line. Till death us do part. I repurpose them into whatever the client wants. Give the most expensive dress you ever bought a new lease of life, kind of thing. Get a lot of divorcees, actually.
From NB 26. A fuck you ex-husband wife dress.
From B, 1984. Exactly. Waiting for a client to pitch for a fitting right now. She is a bit of a pain in the ass, TBH, which is why I was self-medicating with Bowie merchandise.
From NB 26. Tell me more. Misery loves company.
From B, 1984. She can't make up her mind. Been back 3 times. I've been thinking, can it be asymmetrical? With a peplum? With a jacket, maybe? Can we do it in black? No, scratch that. Peach. Listen to me, whinging to a stranger. I sound like a total cow. She's got every right to be fussy. She's the one paying.
From NB 26. It's easier to whinge to a stranger. And you've already listened to me going on about my own shitty client. Hold on, BRB. From NB 26. Sorry, had to let the dog out. When she needs to go, she needs to go.
From B, 1984. What type?
From NB 26. A shit, I think.
From B, 1984. V funny. What type of dog?
From NB 26. Mongrel. Like her owner. Let me know if you need me to write Ms. Peach a strongly worded email. I'll even throw in a few C words for free.
From B, 1984. And I can help you out by badly altering your client's tweedy suits. We could be a low-rent version of Strangers on a Train.
From NB 26. Strangers on a Train.
From B, 1984. The novel? You must know it. Movie as well. 2 strangers meet and then decide to kill each other's enemies or whatever. Patricia Highsmith?
From NB 26. I know it as Cross Lines. Must have read the US version. Sometimes they change the titles.
From B, 1984. You're in the US.
From NB 26. Nah, way more glamorous. Leeds.
From B, 1984. Okay, the client's just texted and is on her way. Let me know how it goes with Tweedy Twat, stranger. I have to know how it ends. Also, not for me to say, but might be best if you did tone down that message. Never show them that they've got to you.
From NB 26. You're right. You did me a favour by intercepting it. And let me know how it goes with Ms. Peach. Shouldn't we introduce ourselves?
From B, 1984. I'm B. You're NB. Strangers on the interwebs. That way, if we ever need each other, we'll have plausible deniability. Wink. She's here. Wish me luck.
From NB 26. Okay, B. And thank you. You pulled me out of a dark place today. You really did.
B. It's a
sample complete. Ready to continue?